The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. The word trunk has an interesting multiple meanings. We talk sometimes about the trunk of a person, meaning the torso of a person, but also the trunk of a tree. And that trunk of the tree, especially of a big tree, is the solid, strong base that holds all the branches. And to be rooted or resting or centered in one's own trunk, I think is a very interesting idea. And some people, if you use the metaphor of a tree, big tree that where the branches branch out from the trunk. First you have maybe two or three big branches that branch out, and then they branch further and further. And the further out you go, the more they divide out, the thinner and thinner the branches become, until they get so thin that they wouldn't even hold up a squirrel at the end, let alone you. And the further out you go, the closer you get out to the leaves. And the further out you go, the more easily those small branches and leaves get pushed around by the wind and even by the rain. Just anything comes along and they just kind of move back and forth. And the stuff that's really out in the far end, their leaves, you know, a deciduous tree will eventually fall off anyway. And branches are small, they also break off easily. But the trunk, you know, this big solid tree, it doesn't move. It's no matter how strong the wind is, the trunk stays solid. Someone bumps up against a trunk and the trunk's not going to break. Someone bumps up against some of these thin branches, it breaks off. And, you know, if you find a squirrel bouncing around on the outermost branches, the branches, you know, dip and move by the weight of the squirrel. And the squirrel's kind of always going and bouncing along. And the squirrel's not going to find any real place to rest on these outer branches. But if there's closer to the trunk the squirrel comes, the more stability and strength it has. So some of us, the way we live our lives, we're living our lives way out on the edge of the branches. And so much so that some people don't even know that they have a trunk. And part of the task of practice is to also to find ourselves in our trunk and find out what is it that are, you know, what is the place, what are the values, what are the emotions, what is the sense of beingness that feels to be the most stable, the most rooted, or the most at the heart, and that place where we can go to where there's confidence and strength. Rather than, you know, something that's always negotiating and managing and fixing and defending and building up and always kind of responding and reacting to the world around us. To be on the branches is to always be responding and reacting. And it's going to be, you know, people on the branches, practice can be very important, but the practice is going to exhaust them. Because they're just always, you know, reacting and responding and dealing and trying to be mindful and trying to be compassionate and trying to not be pulled this way and that way. But it's just like, it's, you know, in your branches, it's going to, practice is good anywhere, but if you're on the edge of the branches, you're going to tire yourself out pretty quickly. But if you're in your trunk, then you're not going to be so reactive and pushed around by all the things around you. And you know, not going to be influenced by things as much. And so there's less that you have to respond to in terms of practice because you haven't reacted. So that I think one of the tasks of, one of the possible tasks of any practitioner is to discover what their trunk is. Or what's the place inside where they feel some sense of strength or confidence or foundation that where it's a place of refuge, a place of rest, a place of where they're not so easily swayed and moved by the things around them. They're not a place where they're not looking for approval from other people, A place is a place where if someone disapproves of you, the trunk doesn't matter. The trunk's been there for a long time. The weather comes and goes. It's okay with the trunk. And the weather comes and goes for the branches, it's a big deal. Big snowstorm and the branches break. If you live on the branches, that's how you measure your life, is by the more superficial qualities of life. Your life becomes quite fragile. So what do you think is the difference between you living on the branches and you living in your trunk? Do you have an understanding what that difference is? And I would say that for each person is different. I don't want to say there's one trunk that everyone's supposed to find, the same trunk. But what is your trunk? What's your base, your foundation? And what is it that, where are you when you're on the branches? Where are you when you're way out in the branches and very fragile and easily tripped up and caught up and always having to kind of react and respond and move? One of the ways of finding answers to some of these questions is to do something like meditation. In meditation, to let go in a deep way and find a deep rest in the physical trunk, in the body, to sit upright. So there's a wonderful statue of the Buddha, when the Buddha in meditation, there's a very confident, strong trunk in those statues. This is not some kind of wimp. That's the trunk that we have these Buddhas. That maybe, we don't know what the Buddha looked like at all. No idea, but the ideal is that the trunk is something solid. So in meditation, what would it take for you in meditation to take a physical posture that expresses confidence, rootedness, presence, and then let go of all the things that pull you off this way and that, let go of the superficial mind that's caught up in things, and find yourself rooted here in the present moment. And so you have that as a reference point, and then with that as a reference point, then look at your life and how you live your life and the concerns you have in your life, and see if you can identify what is the branches, or not even the branches, but the way out in the leaves, and what is the, what is it to be in your root, in your here. And wanted to challenge you even further on this kind of investigation. In Buddhism, the whole issue of identity, of figuring out who you are, and in terms of identity, and how you're going to represent yourself, how you're going to define yourself, more likely than not, is out there on the branches. And you're not going to find your trunk by assuming an identity or taking on identity or saying that identity, that's who I really am. So the question is, what is your trunk? And maybe over the next months, some of you might want to come back here and tell me what you think it is. I'd love to hear. So those are my thoughts for today.